Excuse me, guys. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi, Nina. How are you?
I'm okay. So, having a dilemma. I'm having a problem.
Yes.
With my old company.
Mm-hmm.
Who, they're stating that they paid me for the 25th and the 26th, which I told them not to. Like, I already told them that you guys already picked me up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just worked for them and did overnight for last week. And they took all my check except $20.
Okay.
Because they were saying that they paid me as well as you guys for August the 25th and the 26th. But my thing to her was, like, she should have waited until she found out for sure. You know what I mean? But even though I told her that you guys had the authorization as of the 25th, so you guys were paying me from the 25th, correct?
Of August, right? Yes.
Uh-huh. Well,
that's correct.
I need, I don't know. I don't know what I need to prove that this lady is, she's doing me dirty because she's pissed off that I took my mother.
Okay.
But I told her that you guys had me and I didn't have to clock in for her that Wednesday. And that you guys were paying me from the 25th and the rest of, you know, for the duration. You guys had me since the 25th because that's when you got the authorization. I told her that more than one time on that phone, and all she kept saying to me was, we have your mother until the 1st. We have her until the 1st. I said, yeah, that's just a date. I was told once the authorization comes through, that's the company that's getting paid, period.
Sorry.
So if she chose to pay me, she did it just so she can screw me right now.
Okay. Well, we have to pay, you know, so.
Yeah, but my thing is, I don't feel as though that is something that I did wrong. She deliberately went ahead and pushed that pay through when I told her that you guys had already paid me. I meant that you guys already got the authorization.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what I can do to fight her on this.
I think we can do like a certificate, some sort of certificate where it shows where when you started working with us.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, the pay stub, it says the from August 25th to August 25th.
Right, but my 31st. Thing is, like, she just told me they put the thing through and it's been denied. It's October.
Mm-hmm.
That was from August. You're telling me Tuesday of this week that y'all keep getting denied. But, and then you take my pay from this month? Like, I don't feel as though that's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think that's what we could do because, I can transfer you to, I guess, the MIDI. She does work with the HR, so she can, you know, give you a certification, some sort of proof like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, you know, show them that they.
Because I also have the coordinator. I also have the coordinator on, like, she had a meeting today, but
mm-hmm.
she's also going to give her a call, too, because she see it, so I don't understand how they don't see it. You
okay.
did this deliberately to mess with me.
Okay, yeah. Let me then call Tamiri, and I'm gonna tell her that what you said, and I think she can send it to me maybe tomorrow, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Not tomorrow. I'll try to. See if she can, you know, speed it up and have it for today, but then it will be for Monday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Most
All
probably.
Right. Because now, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
So, when the authorization comes through,
mm-hmm.
from utilization review. Once it comes through, don't the other companies see it as well?
Well, they should have, you know what they should see there on their system? They should see a discharge date that they should
right,
have been
the discharge
for,
date that they had was the first. But my thing is, that was just a date that we put down. We didn't know when the authorization was going to come through. So once the authorization came through, don't both companies get that?
Well, I am not sure about that, actually. Because if they have one authorization, like if they have a discharge date, it probably, like, I don't know if it will change, like, maybe they will receive a notification, but I'm not, you know, entirely sure of how that works. They should have received a notification if you, you know, if you were completely discharged with them and then started with us, which actually the first authorization we have for you is the August 25th. So they should have received some
sort
of,
what
you
the,
know.
That's what the coordinator has too. So she's going to give them a call as well. I don't know of as much that you guys can do for this, but I know the coordinator is on it. The other thing I called too about yesterday was,
I heard your voice.
Can you send my son the stuff? Because I'm going to be having a couple of days coming up soon that I need to take off. And I don't know what my girlfriend is doing. Her phone is off. I can't get in touch with her. So I know my son lives there. He'll be there. You know what I mean? So if you could start sending him the stuff, so and I'll help him, we'll figure it out. Like, I'll help him start doing it tonight to, you know, so we can get him in.
Okay. So I'm going to call him today. I'm going to call him right now, right after, you know, I end the call with you, and I'm going to, you know, request information that I need, and somebody will, you know, they will send them the information that they need from him.
Okay.
Some documents he has to fill out. And now that I have you here, I was checking on your calendar, and for Wednesday the clocking was registered, but there was
but not the clock out. I'm gonna do the time sheet today. Also, another question. So after this incident, I don't think I want to deal with them anymore at all. So I have one client with them. So what do I need for her to do to switch to you guys?
So we have a referral link where you can put the information. Give me 1 second so I can find it. Okay. So you know what? Just give me their name. Like, text me their name, the patient's name, and phone number, and somebody will get in contact with them. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Because she's not home yet. She's in the hospital, so she don't come home until Saturday. So So once I I'm gonna go see her on Saturday when she comes home from the hospital and talk to her, then I'll text you that. But you probably get it on Monday. Okay.
On Monday. Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Nina. Have a great day.
All right. Me too.